y'all, and welcome back to Surviving Me Podcast, the podcast where we talk about healing, self-awareness, and the lessons life teaches us along the way. Because survival isn't just about getting through hard experiences, it's about learning from them. It's about becoming more aware of ourselves and the people around us and the patterns we once ignored. And today's conversation is about something many of us have experienced at some point in our lives. When someone's words sound right, but their actions tell a completely different story. Because the truth is, words are easy, but actions tell the truth. So jumping right on into segment one, which is why words can be misleading. Most people know how to say the right things. They know how to apologize. They know how to promise change. They know how to say what they think you want to hear. But words don't always reflect reality. Now do it. Because sometimes people say things because they want to avoid conflict or to protect their image or to keep you around, simply for real, or to buy themselves more time for their end goal. And when you care about someone, it can be easy to believe those words. Now, can it? Because hope has a way of making us ignore what we're actually seeing. And the truth is, the truth hurts. Sometimes. So naturally, we find ourselves wanting to believe the words. Even when someone's actions have already shown us what's real, sometimes the hardest thing to accept is the behavior was the answer all along. Trust me, for me too. Jumping right into segment two, which is actions reveal character. One of the hardest lessons many of us learn in life is that actions reveal character. People show you who they are through what they consistently do. Not what they promise, not what they explain, not what they say they'll do one day, but what they actually do. Someone can say they love you, but if their behavior constantly hurts you, the truth is in that behavior. Someone can say they respect you, their actions constantly disregard you. The truth is in that behavior. Because actions require effort, words don't. And something I learned over time is that always believe what you see. Like, because if someone truly cared, they wouldn't keep doing the thing that hurt you. And if they truly meant the apology, they wouldn't have to keep apologizing for the same behavior. At some point, the pattern becomes the message. That's when you have to decide whether you're going to keep listening to the words or start believing those actions. Because once you start paying attention to behavior instead of promises, you begin to notice something important. Patterns never lie. Jumping right into segment three, which is the pattern principle. So here's something important to remember. Anyone can do something right once. Someone can apologize once. Someone can show up once. Someone can say something beautifully once. But consistency is what tells the real story. Real character shows up in pattern, in habits, and repeated behavior. If someone consistently shows up with care and effort and respect, that's their character. But if someone constantly disappoints you, disrespects you, or ignores your needs, that's also their character. The pattern will always tell the truth. Once something becomes a pattern, it stops being a mistake. It becomes a choice. Jumping right into segment four, when we ignore what we see. Sometimes the hardest part of this lesson isn't recognizing someone's actions. Sometimes the hardest part is accepting them. Like, especially, I don't know about y'all, but that is definitely the hardest part for me. It's never about noticing or being aware of the actual pattern. Because, baby, I didn't probably noticed it like weeks ago. Knowing me, knowing the Virgo in me, yeah, I noticed it from the jump. But that's not the hard part. It's literally just accepting the fact that, oh my God, you want to move this way? You want to move this way? And then because I care about you so much, I'm trying to believe all this bullshit you spit in me, even though your actions are showing me everything else under the sun, and I'm trying to believe you. So that really be the hard part for me, because it'd be like, oh my God, I really got to accept the fact that this person truly does not care about me. It doesn't matter what they tell me. It doesn't matter how much they try to butter me up or come back and do something I like. They do not care about me. And that be the hardest part for me. Because when someone's words sound good, we want to believe them. We want to believe the potential. We want to believe the promise. But ignoring behavior because the words sound good can keep people stuck in situations longer than they should be. And honestly, that's where I find myself now. Like, because I keep trying to believe words, even though the actions is like, baby, is them actions matching them words? No, but I keep trying to believe those words, and now I'm in this cycle. No, gotta go. Drop it. So sometimes growth means learning to believe what you see, not what you hope. Because acceptance is often the first step towards protecting your peace. It's hard, but it can be done. So jumping into segment 5, which is this lesson also applies to all of us. Because this conversation isn't just about other people, it's about also about us. Because integrity is when your words and actions match. If you say you want peace but constantly entertain chaos, if you say you want growth but avoid the work, if you say you want change but keep repeating them same habits, then the truth will always show up in your actions. Because actions reveal what we truly prioritize. And real growth happens when we start aligning what we say with what we actually do. So basically, you cannot preach that you want this life and that you want peace and that you want a man that do this and that a man that do this, but you keep entertaining this one man that's not doing none of the things that you keep saying that you want. Or you can't say, oh my God, I want this peaceful life, but every time drama is around, you're the center of it or you're in the twist of it. How could you possibly ever have peace if that is your life? How could you possibly ever get that man that you truly want if you keep entertaining all the men that you don't want and that you know is not for you? I know these are hard questions, but trust me, I'm asking y'all, but I'm asking myself too. This is a reflection. This is an intervention, okay? It's an intervention with myself. Like, baby, do you hear what you're saying? I hear me. Relax. Calm down. I hear you. Here's something I want you to reflect on after this episode. Where in your life are you believing someone's words more than their actions? And another question that might be just as important, do your actions align with this life you say you want? Because awareness is always the beginning of growth. And before we close this episode, I want to say this to anyone listening who may be struggling with this lesson. Trust me, I see you. I'm here with you. Believe what people show you, not what they promise you, not what they explain to you, not what you hope they'll become. Because someone who truly values you will show it through effort, through consistency, through respect, and through the way they treat you when it matters most. You deserve relationships, friendships, and environments where actions and words actually match. Okay? Thank you for spending this time with me on Surviving Me. If this episode resonated with you, make sure you subscribe, leave a rate, and drop a comment, because it really helps push the podcast to others who also need to hear these conversations as well. And don't forget to subscribe to the Glow Letter on Substack for deeper reflections and journal prompts and soulful reminders connected to each episode. And if you enjoy conversations that make you think, reflect, you're also invited to the After Hours Book Club, where we read together and have real discussions about the lessons and themes and moments that stay with us after the chapter. Until next time, no matter what page you're on, you're not alone. You're not behind. Keep going through it. Keep growing through it. And keep glowing through it. And I will see y'all next episode. I've battled the silence. I've wrestled the shame. Faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure.